It's Good Karma Wrestling with Brian Rowitz, Jonathan Hood with you. Thanks so much for being with us here on GKW. Well, you know the home of AEW, Brian. You know the real home of AEW is
It's your Chicago. Backyard. It's Chicago.
Of course, it's Chicago. Absolutely. AEW returns to Chicago at the Wintrust Arena Wednesday, July 3rd. Tickets available now at the box office or go to AEW.com to find out more information on how you could be there. And we got to go to Chicago Zone, returning to the show.
That's
the
right.
Second time, Chicago's own, the homegirl Sky Blue, as well as the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, part of the Don Callis family. It is Kyle Fletcher. They join us here on Good Karma Wrestling. Jonathan and Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
So how's life for you right now? We know how life is for Sky Blue. This is her second time on the show. But I got to ask, Kyle, how's life for you right now, brother, as a champion?
Yeah, it's great, man. On the road quite a lot, defending belts everywhere. And then we just bought a house, so trying to deal with that as well. We're unpacking boxes every day. We're home every time we get a couple extra minutes. So, yeah, pretty busy at the moment. It's good.
Wow. We'll start there then. We see so much couples that work in separate companies and same companies. What is life like on the road for the two of you guys?
Honestly, I think we're pretty blessed. Yeah. We're both have our dream jobs, 24 and 25. We get to travel together pretty much everywhere we go. Get up to some ruckus, not too much, but a little bit of exploring. It's really cool. I'm very blessed to be able to do what I love with the woman that I love.
Yeah, you two have done a lot of press in Chicago, and rightfully so. But I'll ask you, Sky, how often is Kyle Fletcher putting you into an airplane spin? We saw this, right? You're at iHeart, and he put you in an airplane spin. How often does this happen?
Too often. I get dizzy instantaneously. It is torture.
That's why I do it.
Okay, good.
Okay, good to know.
Sky, when we had you on, you talked about getting into this business and some of the people you looked up to. Within these past few months, you shared a ring and wrestled Mercedes Moné. Have you had a chance to step back and realize what you've accomplished so far in this, 20-something years of wrestling?
It definitely sunk in afterwards, because I didn't know until I got to the building that day that I was wrestling Mercedes. And when I was told, I was kind of like, no, I'm not. And they're like, yeah, you're wrestling. I was like, no, there's no way. And they're like, Sky, you were wrestling Mercedes today. And it was just like, I don't know, the light bulb kind of went off, that I did it. High school me sitting in math class watching her matches and Toni Storm's matches and Ruby Soho's matches. It's like, now I'm wrestling all of them. And I'm one of them. So it's just
cool.
How much advice do you give to each other about your matches, Kyle?
I pick his brain 24/7 about my matches.
Yeah. It's more so like the random just questions out of nowhere. Like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And then on the day of a show being like, what do you think about this move? What do you think about this? So it's all, I don't know. I love it. I love helping out.
Kyle, we've seen what you can do as a tag team wrestler. You've had a run as a singles wrestler. Now you've got the gold in front of you. How has that adjustment been for you in the ring?
So it's been a fun process. Definitely when you're in a tag team, you got to commit, right? You got to commit that this is your thing. You're just a tag team wrestler. So I put everything into it. Mark Davis was the same, love teaming with him, but it's a different challenge for sure. And a lot of it is on the mental side of things. It's almost like everything that you're putting out there now is your idea. It is just from your brain. There's no bouncing it back and forth between your Mark Davis. There's no person to be like, do you think this is a terrible idea or a good idea? It's just you're doing all that within your own brain. So it's like, oh God, if this sucks, it's all on me now. So a lot of that, a lot of mental side of things, but I feel like I'm hitting my stride and I'm quite enjoying what I'm doing at the moment.
AEW at Wintrust Arena Wednesday, July 3rd. Tickets available right now. At the box office, and of course, allelitewrestling.com. So tell us something about Don Callis that we don't know. You're part of the family. Tell us something that we don't know about Don.
So the funniest thing to me about Don is he just comes out with this man has lived life. And I don't know how much I'm allowed to say about any of it, because some of the things that he comes out with just blow my mind. But he'll just be like, oh yeah, I did this trip to South Africa, and I was doing some kind of trade deal for the government. And I just went what are you on about, Don? And then he just says, I work for this. And I was like, who are you? What are you even doing? You are such a man of mystery. It blows my mind. Yeah. So he has plenty of stories, plenty of life lived. I will just say that much.
How much is it a rib and how much of it is on the square? Do you know if it's bullshit? Do you know if it's bullshit or not?
Hey, I have to believe everything he says. I don't think I have a choice.
Kyle's unveiling government secrets here on GKW. Who knew that that would come from this interview? Sky, for you, when you look back on what you guys have been able to accomplish, you know, from the women's division, seeing the growth of that division, what's been your favorite highlight of the last, say, 6 months at this point?
The hardcore matches.
Yeah.
1,000%. I have wanted them for so long. And when I finally was told, like, hey, you get your hardcore match, I felt like I set a bar for myself. And I was like, well, now I need to exceed this and blow everybody out of the water. And then they were like, oh, well, now you get a second hardcore match. And I was like, oh, man, now I got to top the first one. But, yeah, I think it's just, like, showing that us women want to do, like, all, like, everything that there is wrestling. You know, we don't want to just be the women's division. We want to be wrestlers. We want to do everything. We want to show that we're just as good as the men.
Sky, what have you shown Kyle about Chicago? Something that he did not know that you showed him.
Portillo's.
Yeah, Portillo's. One. We don't let him drive in the city very often.
Oh, yeah. I road rage galore.
No, it's the worst. It's not pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the side of the road? Or?
No, I think it's American drivers, not to categorize.
Yeah.
They're a bit crazier. The cars are a lot bigger. There's a lot of cutting people off. A lot of
do that now.
I said it. I went back to Australia. I had to redo my visa in February, and I went back and I was like, oh god, I drive like an American now. Yeah. I don't know. I'm being converted. It's one's fault.
Have you guys been able to work together and find any similarities between Australia and Chicago?
I think we're going to go home and brainstorm that one.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to say, because it's not the weather.
No.
I mean, the summer weather is pretty, like, I'd say it's pretty on par with Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is kind of what it's like year-round, though.
All right, don't rub it in.
I think it's great that you guys are learning about each other. Like, every day there's something. I think that's fascinating.
Me too.
Obviously, you guys are near the top of the list, but who else do you put near the top of the list of wrestling couples?
Ooh. Well, our kind of couple friends right now are Will Ospreay and Alex Windsor.
Okay.
That Will is bringing her over a little bit more, we get to hang out with them quite a lot, which is awesome. Other wrestling couples.
Ruby Soho and Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Angelo.
There you go.
Angelo. My bad. Sorry. Don't listen.
Cool hand.
And all their animals. I love all their animals.
Oh, my God.
I made Kyle pet their naked cat.
Okay.
An experience.
I want one so badly.
Wait a minute. You pet the naked cat. What happened? What was that like?
I hated it. I hate it every second.
He said it wasn't as bad as he thought it was.
It wasn't as bad as so I went into it like expecting to be like, what is this alien thing? And I was like, okay, it's not the worst. But then she's like, oh, you have to get one now. And I'm like, please.
It's all about compromise. It's a losing battle, Kyle. Good luck, though.
So my compromise was, can we get a regular cat and shave it?
No. He wants to shave my poor cat that already hates him.
Okay, well, that would make sense then.
I really love animals, I promise, guys.
Kyle, you're a heel. We don't believe you.
Sorry.
Sorry. You may be facing this interview, but we know you're part of the hated Don Callis family. You get booed everywhere you go. We don't believe you when it comes to the cat. Sorry. We don't believe
you. You're a heel too. Shush.
Yeah, but I like naked cats. You don't.
Kyle, you mentioned Will Ospreay. You have shared time with him.
Yeah.
We always talk about matches of the week, and I feel like there's a Will Ospreay match of the week, and then, you know, everyone else, no disrespect. How does Will Ospreay do what Will Ospreay does?
So
I wish I knew.
I say it all the time. He's one of those people that can just do things, and I don't think he even knows how it happens. Like, he will just be standing there and he'll just be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this, 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 and then I'll do this, 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 and then I'll do this, this, this. And then, like, it's just perfect. And if I got him to break down his thought process, I don't think he would physically be able to do it, because it just comes to him naturally. Like, it's second nature to him. And I am in awe watching everything he does. It's ridiculous.
AEW returns to Chicago Wintrust Arena Wednesday, July 3rd, as we talk to Sky Blue and Kyle Fletcher here on Good Karma Wrestling. Kyle, how often do you have to pitch yourself to Tony Khan? You're on ROH, I'm an Honor Club guy. Sure. So then when I see you on Dynamite or Rampage or Collision, it's like, oh, there he is. There's my guy.
Yeah,
so sure. how often do you have to pitch yourself as ROH champion, TV champion, to say, hey, I could do multiple things?
Yeah, no, of course. I think a lot of professional wrestling is knowing when to stand up for yourself. So I think my biggest thing that I've kind of lived by is just always being ready for the opportunity when it comes. You might never know when that next big opportunity comes, but if you stay ready for it and you know you can deliver on any given night, that is the best way to be. So I wouldn't say I'm knocking on Tony's door every Wednesday, every Saturday, but I always try and at least talk to him when I see him, have a little chat, a little bit of back and forth. And it's just, yeah, I always let him know that I'm ready. I'm happy to do whatever. And I'm ready to deliver. I want to go down as one of the greatest of all time. So I'm always going to be there ready, and I'm going to deliver for him.
Sky, we've talked about it before, but what is that feeling like of wrestling in Chicago? Like, where you used to go to shows and now people are coming to see you wrestle.
It's pretty surreal, honestly, especially like now that it's like we've come back and like when we go to the Now Arena later in the year, like that's like where I got signed, and it's just like all the memories and just kind of like feel like you're on cloud nine almost, like, and I get to bring my parents, so it's a cool little thing that I get to share with them because they've been wrestling fans their whole lives. So now it's like they get to go watch their kid front row instead of like people that they watched their whole lives. So
I mean, you take it very casually when we talk to you about this, but you represent the city. Not, no shot at Sean Dean, but you're like the face of Chicago. No, I mean, I don't want to be any heat with Sean Dean. I'm just saying, you represent Chicago. What is that? You represent a whole city.
Yeah, it's wild to think about because, like, I never, you know, 17-year-old me sitting in high school watching wrestling, wanting to do this, never thought that I would be representing a company, representing a city, doing what I love with who I love, and, like, putting smiles on people's faces. Putting smiles on people's faces, doing, like, what I fell in love with and what makes me the happiest doing. So I think just, like, the fact that I get to say, like, I am Chicago and I am AEW is just, like, the hugest honor I could ever ask for. And, like, my face is on a truck. Like, I still can't wrap my head around that.
Every time she sees it,
I almost cry every time. The first time I saw it, I bawled my eyes out like a little baby. And then I called my mother and she did the same thing. So
we're so provincial here, Kyle, that anything Chicago, whether it's our teams, that we feel like Sky Blue is like part of our sports teams, our sports fandom. So that's why it's so big when she comes back. Oh,
I love it. I'm standing there and I'm doing the exact same thing. I'm standing behind, like, peeking my head through the curtain, and I'm going, oh yeah, that's Sky Blue, baby. Let's go.
Kyle, for you, what's the adjustment been like to making the American shift and buying a house in America and doing all that? What's that been like for you?
Honestly, it hasn't really been too hard for me. I think because this has been my dream my entire life, I think I've always kind of had in my brain that this is probably where I would end up, because this is the epicenter of professional wrestling. I've always wanted to be a professional wrestler. It was kind of like, I remember being a kid and listening to adults be like, oh yeah, I lived in New York for 2 years. And I was just like, whoa, that's the coolest thing. I'd be asking all these questions. Like, what was it like? How'd you get there? Like, what were you doing? So yeah, it kind of just feels like this was, as much as I love Australia, it feels like this was kind of always where I was meant to be, which is, it's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle, we've made the pitch on Good Karma Wrestling because AEW is young. It's 5 years old, but we see the trend now of being able to have so many events internationally. We'd like to, what about like Ring of Honor or AEW both going to Australia at some point? That'd be kind of cool.
it was as soon as Wembley happened and I saw how big of a success it was, I was like, we can do this. We can do this 100%. Like, I have no doubt in my mind whenever it happens, because in my head, I'm already like manifesting it into existence. When it happens, it is going to go off and it's going to be incredible. We're going to put on a sick show. And yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to push for it as hard as I possibly can.
Lastly, just want to ask you about the state of the business for both of you guys. Well, looking at the state of the business of 2024, your friends in and out of the company, what stands out most about pro wrestling 2024? Sky, we'll start with you.
I think what stands out the most, I think, would be like that we're moving towards women and men doing the same. Like, you know, not just men getting the cool matches, not just men inventing, not just men doing, you know, media, PR, whatnot. I think just the fact that the women can show that, like, we can hang too, and that we're getting these opportunities and we're taking advantage of them, and we are showing that, like, hey, we can really do this, and that we're all, like, here to make a difference in pro wrestling and here to go down as, like, the rebels that could. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think for me, it is what I'm constantly in awe of is how much incredible professional wrestling there is on a weekly basis, monthly basis. There is just the cycle of good professional wrestling nowadays is just like anytime an incredible match happens, 2 days later, there's something else someone's talking about. There's something else someone's talking about. And in some ways, it's like hard because you want to stay relevant. But I think it's just such a good time, an incredible time to be a fan of pro wrestling. And I think that translates to the people that work in wrestling as well. There's so many opportunities. There's so many places to work. It's just, it's great for the entire industry. And I'm so grateful to be a part of it right now.
AEW Wintrust Arena, Wednesday, July 3rd. Tickets are available right now. Of course, you can catch AEW Dynamite every Wednesday. Welcome home, Sky. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us, guys. Appreciate it.